This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Tonight, I'd like to talk about the effects that Torah, Talmud Torah, the learning of Torah has on the Yid and his neshama. And in a broader sense, the role Torah, Talmud Torah plays in the tool of Kirov Rechaikim. Zois Chukas HaTorah. Just read in the Parshas HaShavua, this is the Chayk, the decree of the Torah. And we read the din of Parsha of Paraduma. The Farshim ask, if it talks about Paraduma, and the Paraduma is a Chayk, it should have said Zois Chukas Paraduma. Why does it say Zois Chukas HaTorah? This is the Chayk, the decree of Torah. It should have been more specific. Zois Chukas Para Aduma. Many Mefarshim have dealt with this question, or Chaim HaKadosh. And many different answers are given. I'd like to say a simple Poshet Pshat, and that is, Para Aduma is Tahaira. It's purity. Zois Chukas HaTorah. The Torah is telling us that purity is the Chayk. This is what Torah is. Whether or not we fully understand how and why it works, it works. It's a Chayk. Zois Chukas HaTorah Paraduma Tahaira. Tahaira is Chukas HaTorah. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchus Tumen Tahaira, talks about a mikveh. How does mikveh work? Everyone knows when there's tumah, when a person is defiled, he goes into a mikveh and he comes out pure. Says the Rambam, Tumen Tahaira has no explanation, kipshute. Very hard to fully explain it and understand that it's a chayk. Mikveh, it cleanses the person. Tumah is not a dirt, says the Rambam. How does it clean? How does it cleanse the person? It's a chayk. The Rambam goes on to say, and even so, chayk doesn't have to mean that there is no explanation. Chayk means that it's not the simple, on surface, an explanation. But of course, there's a reason. There's a reason for a chayk. There's a reason for a din. And we see Paradum itself, it's called a chayk, yet Chazal tell us that the Rebbeinu Shlomo tells Moshe Rabbeinu Luchani Megala, to you, Moshe, I will tell the reason and explanation to Paraduma. So yet it's a chayk, and still there's an explanation. So the Rambam uses this Yisoy to explain the inyan of Tumah, Tahayra, Mikvah. It's like someone who immerses himself in Meimei Hadas, in the waters of knowledge, just like a person when he wants to go to the mikveh, and he's mechavein, his intention is to purify himself, it works. The same reasoning would be, the same would work, if a person would immerse himself in Meimei Hadas, the waters of knowledge, which is Torah, this person too will get Tahaira. So we see Torah is a metahir, like mikveh is a metahir. And this could be the pshat in Zois Chukas HaTorah. Paraduma, chayk, it's tahaira. And that chayk of tahaira is Chukas HaTorah as well, that the Torah purifies. It takes defilement, it takes tumah, and it's able to be metahir, the tumah that the person has. Chazal tell us an interesting yesod, based on a pasuk in this week's parsha, in the din of Paraduma. The person who needs the Paraduma, he became tame. How does he become tame? Adam ki amuz ba'oihel. Unfortunately, a person passed on in the tent. He died in the tent, and the person who is now defiled is because he walked into that oil. He's in the oil, he's in the tent where the person was Yamus. And that's how he became Tomei, and he needs Paraduma. Say Chazal in Brachas Samach Gimel Amud Aleph that there's a limud, there's a lesson. The Torah is telling us, Adam ki yamus ba'oyhel, ein ha'Torah niknis. The Torah cannot be acquired by one unless he's meimis atzmai bi'ahalei shel Torah. That he literally sacrifices himself. He dies over the Torah. He has no life. The Torah becomes a full life sacrifice to him, and then he will be kind of Torah. Adam kiyamus be'ayel, and the pasuk begins Zayis haTorah. This is the rule, the law, and we darshan Torah now, meaning to mean the learning itself, the Torah itself. Is nicknas b'mishamei misatzmoy aleho. The Farshim ask, why is it here? Yes, it's a tremendous yesod. It's a tremendous inyan in Talmud Torah that you have to be moiser nefesh, and that's the only way to be kind of Torah. But why is it taught in the context of Paraduma? It should be next to the mitzvah of Vishinantu Levanecha, where it says you have to learn Torah, and there the Torah should tell us, by the way, you know what it means to learn Torah? Adam ki yamus ba'ayel. Why Adam ki yamus ba'ayel? Adam ein ha'Torah niknas al b'mishe meimis atzmo le'o in the parasha Paraduma. The way we're explaining Zayschukas ha'Torah, I think there's a meridik pshat here, and that is because that is part of the Tahira. The Torah is teaching us Adam kiyamus ba'ayel is the Tahira. Today we don't have a Paraduma, but Paraduma is eternal. Adam kiyamus ba'ayel is the way we can be Mekayim Paraduma. We have the Tahira. If you're Yamus Atzmai bi'aholoi shel Torah, a person, if he touches a mace, or he comes in contact with a mace, or he's ba'ayil ha-mace, that's tumah. Yet, if a person's meimis atzmai, he remains tahar. He's meimis atzmai b'holi shel Torah. That's what the Torah is teaching us. It's almost not ein ha-mace metame. The mace is metame, the person, but the person, if he's meimis atzmai, he actually becomes Torah. And that's Chukas HaTorah. That's one of the Chukas HaTorah, that the more you may miss Atzmucha, the more Torah you become. Even though Misa is a Goyrim of Tumah, but Mamis of Torah is a Goyrim of Tahira. And that's why it's taught in this week's Parsha in the context of Parah Aduma. It's interesting. We find the Tahira of the Paraduma is dependent on Mayim Chayim El Keli, the taking of water, mixing it with the Efer HaPara. And interesting, we find the Inyan of Mikvah, that's Metaher, and Torah is like Mikvah, the Rambam. And in Chazal, Torah is Nimshul L'mayim. Hoy Kotsami L'chul L'mayim. It's like water. Torah is nimshula to water. So it all comes together. Mikvah. The tahira of the Efer HaPara is with Mayim. Chafetz Chaim explained the halachas of Paraduma as a symbol, as a lesson for the person. He's supposed to take a lesson from the actual halachas, the details of Paraduma. In the parasha of Paraduma and the din of Tum and Tahir, it says, V'chol kli pasuach asherein tzomi posel olav. If you have a utensil that does not have a covering, a tzomit posel, a strong covering, so it's susceptible to get tumah from outside. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the kli that we're referring to symbolically is the person. He's also a kli. He's also accepting from the outside influences and other things. That kli, if it's pesuach, if it's open, you don't put a lid on it. Pshuta kemashmei. You don't put a lid on it. You don't cover the eyelids, and you don't cover the ear lobes. You don't cover all the other things that need to be covered that you shouldn't take from outside the tumah. Tamei hulachem, you will become tamei. In the halachas, in the parish of Paraduma, Chafetz Chaim was learning it's a mashal v'nimshal to a person. We could say that this is also the inyan of the mayim chayim al keli. It's also a mashal v'nimshal. You take the mayim, you take mayim chayim, live stream water, and you put it into a keli with the efer aporah. So we could say that the mayim is a mayim el tera. Chayim, Torah is called Torah's Chayim. El keli is a mashal, like the Chafetz Chaim said, kli pesuach, the person, that the tahira might be in action in the efer aporah. Symbolically, the lesson is the kli, the person. The person needs to internalize mayim, chayim el keli, Torah, and that's the metayer. That's one of the eifane hatuma of tahira, eifane tahira of tuma. You know, there's a world of kirv v'choikim, and it's not easy. Kirv v'choikim. It's a big battle. It's a battle for the minds and hearts of Klal Yisrael. And unfortunately, there's plenty of kli pesuach today. They're open to outside influences. One of the tools that we have is chukas ha-Torah. The Torah itself is a method of tahira, of cleansing, of purifying. And it's a choik. Sometimes it's hard to explain how a gemara b'metzia, but a basra, a kid sits and learns and he becomes moved. He becomes touched that he wants to be shoyim retayra mitzvahs. It's a gemara, it's a mishnah about a para. Interesting, a para, right? Shor shenagach hasapara. It's about a mitzia. How does that move a person and be ma'ir him to want to become religious? And the answer is chukas ha-Torah. It's matayir the person. The Al-Sheikh clearly explains the theme of Paraduma is Kirv Rechoikim. Beautiful Al-Sheikh. Such a Yisoydizdika Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh says, if you notice, all Karbonis are Nishchat in the Beis HaMikdash. Paraduma is Nishchat Bachutz. Why on the outside? Why is it not in the Beis HaMikdash, says the Al-Sheikh, because the Tafkid, the purpose of the paraduma is to be makariv, it's to be metayer, it's to bring the tami michutz la machna into the machna. So therefore we go to him, bachutz, and we bring him the carbon. It's such a beautiful pshat. We have to outreach to the person, so we take the carbon, we bring it outside. We bring the carbon to him. We go out to bring in. Paraduma is about tuma. When a person is a balaveira, when a person is lost, he's not being shayim et Torah mitzvahs. In essence, he's dead. In halacha, throughout Chazal, we accept bali aveira are kruyim mesim. They're called dead people. You know, in halacha, they all ask, what is the makar for the mitzvah of kir v'choikim? It's not in the Torah. We find by Avraham Avinu v'sanefesh ashaasu b'charan that he did kir v'choikim, but it's only a limud in the pasuk. There's no outright pasuk where it says, go be makar v'choikim, and different rishonim and achronim and paiskim give different mekairis of where we learn Kiruv Rechaikim from, the Chinuch Hamitzvah Reish Lametesa is Dalid, as well as the Shlom Parash Kedoshim, learn that Kiruv Rechaikim is based on Leisam and Aldam Riecha. A person who is a Balavera, a person who is not connected to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, is dead. And by saving his life, you saved a life, bringing him back to Yiddishkeit is called saving a life. And just as his physical life is pikuach nefesh, his spiritual life, his chayi ruchni is also pikuach nefesh. The Taz in Arachayim Simin Shinvav Sivkotin Hey Paskins that we are Mechal Shabbos to save someone from Shmad. The case there was that they were kidnapping a girl to take her to Shmad, to a monastery. And the question is, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save the life, physical of a person. How about to save the spiritual life in the Taz Paskins? Loigora mi pukuach nefesh. It is pikuach nefesh, because if the person is shmad, if the person is rachik, mitayra mitzvahs, is like he's dead, which is what we're learning, that para aduma is tumas meis. Part of tumas meis is tumas not shay mitayra mitzvahs. The tuma of aveira, the tuma of being rachik mi'ashchina, minutik mimkar ha-tayra, mimkar ha-tahayra. There's an interesting Sipurna. Sipurna seems to say this yesoid of Kiruv, that we need to go out and we need to work to be metayher, to bring close those that are lost, those that are far. And he says, Amari the Gechidish, the Sipurna. You know, when you ask anyone, what is the Chayka Paraduma? Say on the spot, it's metayer es hatmeim umetame es hatahorim, which means the person who was tamei becomes tar, but the kaihanim who were involved in making the efer aporo and sprinkling the efer aporo, they become tamei. And everyone's going to tell you that that's the chayk, which means it doesn't make sense. This person becomes tar and all those become tamei. It's not true, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a mistake. Not all the kehanim who are involved with the Efer Parah Aduma are Tomei. It's only those that prepare it. But the one who actually sprinkles the Efer, who sprinkles the waters on the Tomei to be Metayer him, he is Tahar. He remains Tahar. It's a mistake that people run around saying, all the kehanim, they all become Tomei. It's all the kehan until the last one who does the actual spraying of the meitchatos says the sipurna. It has to be that way. Why? Because if someone is in the process of being metayher somebody, it's impossible that he should become tamei. When you're in the, so to speak, in the trenches to try to get someone to be Mekarev, to be Metaher, you think that you're also defiling yourself. You're connected with all the Tumah. And therefore you could become Tamei. I've had many Rabbeim or Isaac and Kir V'choikim, that this is one of their concerns. That they themselves will start becoming too acquainted, too comfortable with all the hashpah chitzaini, all the hashpah ra that they're listening to, that they're in contact with all the time. There's an interesting story from the Belzer Rebbe, Zech Tzadik Levracha. One of his chassidim wanted to do kir v'choikim in a faraway place. He asked the Rebbe, the previous, maybe Reb Shila, should he go do the kir v'choikim, move away, away from the center, metropolitan, where all the Yidden are, and the Rebbe told him to do it. He writes back to the Rebbe after 6 months, it's very difficult, I don't have who to talk to. Shabbosim throughout Shabbos, Chomish Vemetzered, and I never know who to talk to. There's nobody here. I can have a frum, a good teredic conversation. I don't have who to talk to. There's nobody on my level. Should I come back? Rebbe said, no, stay. A few months later, again, he writes back, Rebbe, it's really, really hard. There's nobody here for me to talk to. I'm alone. Should I come back? The Rebbe writes back, stay. A year passes. He sends another letter. Rebbe, it's getting better. I have who to talk to. I'm starting to make friends here. The Rebbe says, okay, now come back. Now it's time to come back. If you're having who to communicate with, which means you're low, you're falling, you're getting less, and it's becoming mimbeminai. Yeah, you're starting to have hashpah from them that you're starting to feel comfortable. Yeah, but it seems the Sipurna saying you said that theoretically, if you're mitayer others, you will remain tahar. You will remain tahar. It's famous that Reb Aaron, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Shishiva, the Baron, would send the Talmidim out faraway towns throughout the states to open up yeshivas. When they came to tell Reb Aaron their concerns, that what do we do with the children? They're going to be in yeshivas. There's no yeshivas. Day schools. Halavai, they would have even, good day schools. We're afraid. And Reb Aaron gave them a haftach. He promised them that if you go to build Torah, you go to help Eden, to the car of them, you have a guarantee. You have a guarantee on the children that they will remain Yireim Shleimim and Kachav. It was noticed by many that the influx of all the children from all these out-of-town yeshivas, all the children more or less, came out close to 100%, were always Yireim Shleimim, the best in Lakewood Yeshiva. Be'ikweit Lecha. Let's talk a little bit more the process that Torah has in being Matar of the Yid and being Makar of the Yid. Be'ikweit Lecha Para Aduma. Chazal, tell us why a Lecha. Be'ikweit Para Aduma. Why a Lecha to you, Moshe? Chazal say, because it's all about Moshe. Para Aduma is Moshe's. It's Moshe's. Al Shimcha Nikra, it'll be called on your name. Chazal say only Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Tam, the reason of Parah Aduma. So it's all Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Moshe's Parah in the Midbar. Why? Why? And the answer is because Moshe's the Semel. He's the symbol of Torah. Parah Aduma Zayis Chukas HaTorah. The underlying Tahira is really about the Chukas HaTorah. It's Torah. And I would explain it as follows. People think it's the Paraduma. Maybe it's the Chayk of the Paraduma. Chayk means the Torah told us. So it's the Torah that's the Matar. Pashit, you learn it's the Paraduma. And then you have the question, I don't understand, but the Paraduma, how does it work and what is it? And the answer is, it's the Chukas HaTorah in the Paraduma. That's Matayer. I'm doing with the Torah. And that's Elecha, Moshe. Moshe was the Koyach HaTorah, and therefore the Paraduma is about Torah, and that could be the Pshat, the Chayk. What's the Chayk? Chayk means, I don't have my own Das. I don't have my own... It's not my thinking. It's the Torah! The Rambam tells us that all the filth of the whole world could interflate the person. How does it stop? If you have Torah. When a person learns Torah, it stops all this from the mind. How does it work? So it could be the pshats like this. The mind thinks. If you have chayk, if you have Torah in the mind, and that's all you have in the mind, so then there's no room for the rest, for the outside, for the tumah. Meimei hadas, the Rambam that we just quoted said that what is Torah? Torah is called the mayim of the das, of the mind. So if the mind has the Torah, the mele, it's not panui, it's not open for anything else because they don't go together. Torah and tumah is not a shidduch. So if you push the Torah in, you're pushing out the tumah. I would say maybe a little bit of a vart al shimcha. Paraduma will be on your name. It's an interesting wording. It just should say that you'll get the credit for the paraduma. Why does it say al shimcha, your name? Let's get down to what Moshe's name was. What was Moshe? Moshe ki min amayim mishisiu, which means to draw. It's a Moshech. The Kayach of Torah. You know, the oceans are storming, and a person can get drowned in the ocean of life. And what pulls the person back, what's able to draw him is Shimcha Moshe. Moshe is the... When a person's drowning, we throw him a boat, a lifeline. What's the lifeline? Torah. The world is like Galei Hayom. The Gemara talks about how life is Galei Hayom. The Gemara says the Tana, every time he had difficulties, how did he survive? Galei Hayom, he bent his head and the wave went on top of him. The world has oceans of storming waters. Min amayin, mishisiyu, what draws the person out of all that? And the answer is al shimcha Moshe. There's an interesting pshat that I need to share with you. Very interesting. Pshavarsk, or Pnei Moshe. It's a sefer from 200 years ago. He says, what's the pshat eilecha? And he brings an interesting story which Grada the Tiferes Yisrael brings, that there was once a person, a king, who wanted to meet Moshe Rabbeinu, but he knew he couldn't meet Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar, so he sent an artist. Yeah, it sounds like an interesting story, but the Tiferes Yisrael brings it in the Mishnayis at the end of Masechtas Kedushin. He sent an artist that the artist should draw a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu and bring it back to him. The artist came back, showed the picture that he painted, and the king said, I'm going to put you to death. You're a liar. You never paint him. You painted somebody else. Why? The features are such that this can't be Moshe Rabbeinu's features. It's the features of an achzer, a person who has bad midas. Can't be Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody talks about Moshe, the great Moshe Rabbeinu, the person who spoke to Hashem. This can't be it. The person who drew the picture begs the king, I'm telling you the truth. I drew Moshe Rabbeinu. Please, send somebody else and you'll see I wasn't making it up. I didn't draw a picture of somebody and just came back. The second artist went and he came back with the same picture. And the king says, I don't understand. This can't be Moshe Rabbeinu. And he sends message to Moshe Rabbeinu for an explanation. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu supposedly told the people as a response. How could this be a picture of him? And he said, you think a person's born with good midas? Para adam yivali. Person's born with bad midas. But the kayach of Torah changes the person to be a completely different person. You know, a picture just gets the outside. It just captures the chitzonius ha'odom. Chain is really from the inside. Torah changes the person from within. The beauty of Torah, it changes the entire person, his neshama, his heart, his thoughts. So when you take a picture, you're just getting the outside. You're just getting the chitzonius ha'odom. And therefore, you see this picture of me, but that's not who I really am now. Torah changed me. Says our Pnei Moshe, that's the pshat, v'yikru eilecha paraduma. What's eilecha? Because you, Moshe, are the greatest mashal. You're the greatest symbol of what it means, eilecha tahaira paraduma. And he says an interesting pshat. The para is aduma, red. Red, we always know, is a sign of midas royis. Esav was admoini, it's retzach. Yet what becomes tamima asher ein b'mum through Tyra, which is really what we're speaking about in the Hasidic literature. We've spoken that the taich of Tyra is the metayer, takes a person and it changes him completely to be a pure person, to be a good person, to be a heilige mensch. In Hasidic Tyra, this is the nekuda eilecha, that it becomes parash asa Moshe, because Moshe, you are the personification of Torah, making the person, making the mensch. You know, kir v'chaykim rabbeisai is hard, not an easy thing. Sometimes you work on one person, and you spend years working on a individual. And they always tell you the famous rule, it's like you change an entire world. And the pashup shot is, because he has children and grandchildren, so him and his grandchildren are the oilam mali that you're saving, atzayv kol adairis, who knows how many people. They'll tell you also that each individual is an oilam mali, so even if you only makar of one, it's already something, because he himself is an oilam mali that the whole world could stand on. I'd like to share with you an interesting Yerushalmi in Demai Perigim al-Achadal. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Kabusi. Ko yomai ha'isi kairis ha'pasik azev. He's a ha'tamei ala tahar. So the tamei, yeah, he's a ha'tamei ala tahar. What's the pshat? Tahar echad mazal tamei echad. Yeah. That one person who is Tahar, the Hiza, Hatar ala Tameh, that one Tahar will sprinkle on the Tameh. Lamati me Oitzrei Shel Yavne. I learned a different pshat from the Oitzrei, I guess it's the library of Yavne. Shetor Echod Maza al Kamet Tameh. Now, literally, it means that just because a Kayin sprinkles once, he could sprinkle on many. It could be there's an analogy over here that when you sprinkle on one, you're actually sprinkling on many. When you metayer one, it's never one. The influence spreads. One sometimes starts the spreading of a tahira that many become tahar. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in the Mir used to say, people think Yisachar Zvulun means that you support tahira. And the Mela, because of that, the person who's learning, you get his schar. You don't have to only support with your money. If a person influences other people through his behavior in yeshiva, he davens properly, he learns properly, he behaves with beautiful midas, and he influences others to follow, he also has Yisachar Zvulun. The koyach of tahira spreads. It's infectious. Just like tumah is infectious, tahira is also infectious. Just like by tumah you have Adam, kiyam was ba'oyel, that the tumas oil, that if you come into the oil, so too there's another halach, and that is kalabala oil. What does that mean? Farshim say that l'chayr the kash is adam ki yamas ba'al means ein atayr niknas atzmeil b'mishma meimis atzmeil leha. So what does it mean? Adam ki yamas ba'al l'chal asher kal asher baba oil, meaning that it works even in the tahira of tahira also. Just like if you're meimis atzmeil, it's a tahira kal asher yava ba'al. There's also tahira through that, through the influence of those that are sitting and learning. It's a myriad of gatayich in the pasuk. It's beautiful. Adam ki amas ba'oyal means atayra tahayra meimis atzmei aleha. So what is the tahayra? Kalashiyav ba'oyal is also a tahayra because the influence of those that are sitting and learning. The Gemara tells us in Ma'id Katan that the connection of the parsha beginning is Paraduma, and at the end we have Miriam. What's the connection to Miriam? And the answer is the Misas Miriam is called Misas Sadikim. It's Gemara Ma'id Katan Chavches. And Misas Sadikim is Mechaper like Paraduma. The Farshim asked, but then bring it by the Karbonis. Paraduma is not only a Mechaper, is also Metayer. Why is it brought over here by the parasha of Paraduma? Possibly we could say that actually the Hemshech is not only to Misas Miriam, but to actually what followed Misas Miriam, and that's Mei Meriva. Mei Meriva, Moshe Rabbeinu has an opportunity to make a Kiddush Hashem. Chazal tell us, Rashi quotes it, what was the Kiddush Hashem? That the Yidden would have taken a lesson that if a rock listens to the Rabbeinu Shleim, who has no heart, who has no Bechira, Sakal Shkein, Adam, Klal Yisrael, Yidden would listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this was a Kiruv Rechaikim moment, so to speak. This was a moment where Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring out a lesson of Teichacha, of Hisalus, where Yid was able to say, listen, if a rock could listen, we also could be Shomer and be Shemeah to the Dvar Hashem. It's interesting, the Rambam learns that the Chet of Mei Meriva, because he got angry at Klal Yisrael, and he said, Mamrim Hayisa, right? He said, he called them that they were Mamrim, that they were people, right? So the question is, so let's say he got angry, right? So we know that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry in Midian, he forgot halachas. Why is it that because he gets angry over here, he doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael? It's such a strong punishment. Bishlaim, if you learn that it's a Chil Hashem, by not making a Kiddush Hashem, Rashi, so we can understand Chil Hashem has a strong punishment. But if Klal Yisrael, he calls him Shimon HaMoirim, why is that enough of a reason that he shouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael? I saw the Kedushas Levi explains that Shimon HaMoirim is actually the same pshat. The Rambam pshat of Shimon HaMoirim is actually the same pshat as Rashi. And that is that the right mahalach on how to elevate Klal Yisrael, on how to be Mekar of Klal Yisrael, was through Vidibartam. And it wasn't through harsh calling them Shimono Amayrim, by calling them with such harsh words, Mayrim. So it's not the Kas, but it's the calling Klal Yisrael Mayrim. The method of Kiruv is Kiruv, Karayv, is to bring close and not to push away. Shimon HaMoirim was harsh and was pushing them away. And he says, so Rashi and the Rambam is actually the same pshat. Maybe we could explain that this is why he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. I was thinking of an interesting Ryan. Moshe Rabbeinu does not go into Eretz Yisrael. It's L'tayvas Klal Yisrael. Chazal tell us, Mizmar la'asav bo'u goyim nachlascha she'shafa chamasa aleitzim alavonim. The Klal Yisrael sinned, and because they sinned, they were supposed to get destroyed. But instead, the Rabbeinu Shloim destroyed bricks, eitzim, avonim, the Beis HaMikdash. The Farshim tell us, had Moshe Rabbeinu gone into Eretz Yisrael, he would have built the Beis HaMikdash. They couldn't have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Because anything that Moshe Rabbeinu created had kiyum la'olam, like the Mishkan, for example. The Mishkan never got destroyed, it sunk into the ground. So if Moshe Rabbeinu would have went and built, then the Rabbeinu Shem would have no choice. And instead of destroying the Beis HaMikdash, he would have destroyed Klal Yisrael. Shimon HaMoirim really means hopeless. Ben Sayru Moir. Moshe Rabbeinu has the right to give Musar. But when you give the Musar, you have to understand the person's not hopeless. You can't paskin on him HaMoirim. HaMoirim, we know there's Mamrim, Zakin Mamre. The word Mamre means there's no more coming back. It's hopeless. That's where the taina is. The taina is kiruv. It's never hopeless. The approach has to be, and even sometimes it means that you have to say a harsh word, but not hamayrim. So when Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael, not a punishment, but actually it was a lesson. You think Klal Yisrael's hopeless? They could do all the averus. They're going to continue. I'll destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash will end, but Klal Yisrael will continue. The lesson of Mei Meriva is the Einish of Moshe Rabbeinu, that it wasn't an Einish, but a lesson. Mei Meriva, you could talk to Klal Yisrael. And an Evan, which has no feelings, Klal Yisrael's heart is never Evan. There's no such a thing. Even though we talk about a Lev Evan, there's always regish. There's always something that you could move. So v'dibartem el hasela. To say Shimon HaMoirim means it's not v'dibartem el hasela. You didn't speak to the sela. You decided that there's no hope for the sela. He's a Moira. We're going to show that Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael will continue no matter how much Moirim they do and how many Averis. They're not hopeless. There's a beautiful Chassam Sofer that I always think about. I've come across many people in my life who you say, how could you? There's just no hope. There's no way to bring them back. There's a Chassam Sofer. Moidani lefanecha melchai v'kayim shechzarta b'nishmasi b'chemler Rabbe Munasecha. What is Bechemla Rabbe? With great Rachmanis, you give me back every morning my neshama. Rabbe Munasecha simply means great is our emunah in you, that you will return us the neshama in the morning. Some Sefer explains Rabbe Munasecha actually means the Rabbi Yishlam's faith in us. Rabbi Yishlam never gives up on us. Every night the neshama goes back up, and sometimes dirtier than it was the day before, and the day before, and the day before that. At some point, the Rabbi Yishlam should say, I can't lend you the car anymore, because you're smashing the car every day that I give it to you. And what happens? There's an emunah, a faith where, you know, I can try one more day because I believe you could do tshuva. I believe you could come back. It's never hopeless. Rabbe emunasecha, your emunah, Rabbi Nishlam, in us. So to say Shimon HaMoirim means that Moshe, so to speak, gave up on us. That can't be. How does Torah mitayir, and with this I'll end, Rabbi Yisai, how does it work? So we said it's a chayk. But we've said that a chayk also has explanation, right? And it's like a mikvah. Let me tell you a meridik rayin that I had, Baruch Hashem. I'll share with you a Ryan I thought, which I think is Emes Lamitai. Mikvah, the Miri explains the mechanics, the secret of mikvah. What is a mikvah? Mikvah, mayim is tahar. Can't become tameh. So when the person who's tameh goes into the water, completely immerses himself, so the tumah has to stay out, because the water can't absorb the tumah. Remember we said this in the Rambam, that if the person has meme adas, there's no way for the tumah to enter all the outside influence, because they can't osmos together. They can't come together. The Gemara tells us in Pagel B'chamenuvel Zeh Mashcheil LeBeis HaMedrash. Bring him into the Beis Medrash. The Pasha Pshat is because once he's in the Beis Medrash, you have the Torah to combat. Or maybe we could say a different Pshat. The Menuvel, The Yetzirah is not coming into the Beis Medrash. He comes to the door, he can't go in. It's Halik. So he has to stay on the outside while you come on the inside, which is like mikvah. And once the tumah is on the outside, it dissipates, it disappears. The way the Meiri explains, I think it's in the end of Masechtas Chagiga, how mikvah works is really the mechanics how Torah works, which is really the Gemara, that the way the person puts himself into the waters, so the tumah has to stay away because it can't be absorbed in the water. And therefore it can't go into the base, it stays on the outside and it'll dissipate by itself. There's an interesting Zayar. You know, it says that the Kayin V'asav Ishtar, a person who's pure, he will gather the Afer Hapara and he will be Mataya, the person. Say Chazal V'asav Ishtar. Who is the Ishtar? The Kayin Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's actually referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Asif. Asif Asifim, the Rebbein Shalom gathers all the Tumeim and he's Matayer them. Amar Rabbi Akiva, I believe that's the Pshat, the famous Medrash, the famous saying of Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei Mi Atem Mitarim, Umi Matayer. Who's doing the Tahira? The Rebbein Shalom. That's this Zayar. For Asav Ish Tahar, it's the Abishta that's being Matayer. How does that work? Let's see. Vaita Zakrab Akiva. Ma mikvah Matayer. Es Atmeyim. Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu Matayer Yisrael. The same method. The same technique. Just like Ma mikvah. It's not just a mashal. That the same way a mikvah works, Torah works, which is the Rambam. It's even deeper than that. Ma mikvah, the same way the mikvah works, that the tumah can't be absorbed, so too, Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu, because Akadosh Baruch Hu's tar, v'asav ish tar. So if you have the Abishta, you can't become Tomei. Take the Abishta with you, you can't become Tomei. Chazal tell us, v'yikuli truma. What is v'yikuli? You got to take me. How do you take me? Say, Chazal, take the Torah, and I'm in the Torah. Ki'ilu loichem aisi, famous medrash. So when you learn Torah, who are you taking as a chavrusa, so to speak? You're taking the Torah itself. You know, the phones today, Rabbi Yisai. The Yetzirah found a way how to outsmart. Notice it's called a smartphone. It's a smart. He outsmarted what Chazal told us, Moshcheil Beis HaMedrash. Because when you were outside, you had the Yetzirah. When you came in, he didn't come in with you. So he found the way how to come in with you into the Beis Medrash. He found the way how to block the Moshcheil Beis HaMedrash by bringing it into the Beis HaMedrash, into the seat where you're sitting, on top of the Gemara. No. He outsmarted you like he always does. He's always in the chess game, one step ahead of you. Moshcheil Beis HaMedrash was your weapon for Tahira. Like a mikvah. You found the mikvah? You found the Beis Medrash. It was a mikvah. But now it became Tayvul V'Sheretz B'Yaday. Literally. Tayvul V'Sheretz B'Yaday. You know, they tell you when you have a phone, you should get something called a chavrusa. Chavrusa is with you. He monitors. He protects. It's one of the apps that a person can get on his phone called chavrusa. Torah is the greatest chavrusa because you have the Eibishter. The Rebbeinu Shloim is with you in the Torah. The Yikuli, the Rebbeinu Shloim becomes your guardian when you learn Torah. And that guardian is Va'asaf Ish Tahar. That's Zeis Chukas HaTorah. There's one method which is the strongest of all for Tahira. And this is the key to Kirv Chaykev. It's Torah, 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 which creates Tahira, 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 which is Para Aduma, 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 which is Zeis Chukas HaTorah, Chukas HaTorah. cleanliness. Meme hadas. The only way to wash away tumah is the meme hadas, the waters of Torah. And that's Moshcheyu. That's Moshe. It draws you. It brings you in. It's a lifesaver in an oceans that sadly are there to drown the person. I'd like to share with you a story. I once, many years back, I was a bacher at the time, we went to a bar mitzvah in Tel Aviv. I traveled from Yerushalayim, I met up with somebody in Bnei Brak. We traveled with two other very chashuv yidden. Actually, two of them are a sheshivas, another was a very big Talmid Chacham, three chashuv yidden. And we went by bus and connecting buses. And it was the middle of the summer, it was a boiling hot day. It was Tel Aviv. It was a rough day. Connecting buses, buses came late, we were by the bar mitzvah, there was no air conditioning. By the time we were heading back home, so one of the Rosh Yeshiva that was with us said, when I get home, the first thing I'm going to take is a cold drink. The other Rosh Yeshiva said, a day like today, I come home, the first thing I want is a hot shower, a tushchan, a hot shower. The third chashuv yid, a very chashuv person. We were in Tel Aviv, it was hot. The pritzus around was very bad. And he said, when I get home, I'm going to take for myself a varma blat gemara, a warm blat gemara. I got to wash myself down with a warm blat gemara. The greatest cleanser, meimei hadas, is to clean yourself off with Torah. Torah is a chayk. No matter how dirty the person is, and how dirty is neshama, there's no shimun o hamayrim. There is no shimun o hamayrim. The rock listens, even though it's a rock, the neshama definitely listens. Even sachaku hamayim, Rabbi Akiva's biggest side, that the drips of water penetrate the rock. How did Rabbi Akiva see it? And the answer is because he understood the formula of Ashreichem Yisrael lifnei mi'atim etar umi etar eschem avichem shebashamayim. That could penetrate the deepest lost neshama, the most complicated, hardened neshama. The drips of Torah, mayim, mayim erla Torah, even sachaku amayim, drip by drip, it could penetrate. And Akiva understood this because he understood that the tahir is happening, me, and nothing is beyond the Rebbeinu Shleilom's kaiches, the ability of the Eibishter. You're mechaber yourself with tahira. You connect to the Rebbeinu Shleilom, which is through Torah. It's the way to connect. You become tahar automatically because the tumah has to run away. The tumah has to slip away. It can't be together with the kedusha. And this is the formula of reaching yidden, of purifying yidden, and kirav rechaykes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.